Praise the Lord. That's the only way we found to be effective in getting this meeting started is to say praise the Lord and hopefully get everybody. There you go, Clyde can do it. He understands that this is the beginning of the Norcross Fellowship Luncheon. And we get up here each week and do the very thing. Well, not each week anymore. We're doing two times a month by Zoom. And, of course, this meeting today is also on Zoom. So we got some people joining us by Zoom. We welcome you, and we certainly welcome all of you. We appreciate Clyde being able to come and speak. He's been here several times. But, you know, the world has never been the same as it is today. Changing every day, Clyde. Took some drastic changes over the last year, as we know, some of it personally, as I've experienced. But overall, we've got a different world. And it is great to have people that are willing to take time out of their day and come join us here today. You know, so many people stay so busy, they can't figure out how to fit God in. Well, we figured it out since 1985, and Hines will tell you a little more about that. But before he does, I'm going to ask Jeff Myers to come up and ask God's blessing on the meeting. Jeff manages some Provino restaurants. He's the regional manager, and if he wants to tell you more about that, he can. Let's welcome Jeff Myers.
Hi guys and gals, I'm not going to tell you anything about me because I'm going to save all the time we have for Clyde. I am really excited to hear Clyde speak today. I brought some friends who I know are going to be especially blessed by Clyde. I've heard him before several times and I'm just really excited to what he would have for us today. You are you're a powerful tool being used by God, and I'm anxious. I want to go and lift up prayers. I'm extremely thankful today, hey Richard, for this turnout, for this opportunity to hear our speaker, for Adam and Lee being here with me today. And I'm just going to go right to prayer. I am full of thankfulness and joy. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity for us to be here. Thank you for this venue. Thank you for this abundance of food and fellowship that lay before us. I pray and lift up this next 50 or 60 minutes or so that just, Lord, I know you're here already, and I pray that you would use Clyde and use Hines and Larry, and Father, may your Holy Spirit put words into their mouth that you would have us to hear. I believe strongly this is an opportunity for us to hear the Word of God clearly through your servants. So, Father, we praise you, we thank you, and we offer these prayers humbly and powerfully. In the name of Jesus, but also there is one other thing, so I must be dutiful. And Lavinia, one of the servers here who has waited on a group many times, she's in the hospital with heart surgery, Father, and she is suffering, and workers here have asked for prayer for Lavinia. So in the name of Jesus Christ, we lift up this child of yours, and we pray for protection and blessing and healing and peace and comfort in the midst of the situation that she is in. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I'm going to share some thoughts here before I turn it over to Hines. So, you know, many times on Zoom, we end up with Hines following the prayer. And the reason for that, we like for that open mic. You know, I was thinking, Hines, we had an open mic once a month when we're doing this live.
Yeah.
But then we got it twice a month right. On Zoom.
Yep.
And then we do it live. As we think about people wanting to get back to normal, I'm not going to get back to normal. I've mentioned this before. I'm going to advance to normal because it's a different world. We have to do things differently. And as we understand our calling, each one of us has a calling if you have accepted Jesus Christ as a personal Savior. There is part of His plan that you need to understand. And while you understand that, you'll be motivated to do some things. Our speaker today is going to tell you some things. I was telling Nathan a while ago, I remember sitting with Clyde where he's showing the film out at Gwinnett Center made in America. That is before I can remember Trump saying made in America. But Clyde Strickland has been so active in influencing the business community and the spiritual community. Wherever it is, Clyde makes an impact, and he'll be able to share some of that with you. But let me tell you what I was thinking about this morning. As I read in the book of Romans, I thought about the fact that we don't have to understand it all when we understand divine direction. That's what we've got to understand. I ran across a quote from Charles Stanley. It says, "The Lord allows each of us to face some trials that we won't understand to our satisfaction this side of heaven. Our job is not to comprehend everything. Not to comprehend everything he does and permits in our lives, but to know how to respond. He'll make all things right in eternity. In the meantime, trust the solid rock when all else is shaky." Man, we sing a lot of shaky stuff. We continue. Let me tell you real quickly out of Romans 1, where I was reading this morning. Paul, in verse 1, says, "Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God. The gospel he promised, therefore, through his prophets in the Holy Scripture regarding his son." That sort of sets Paul apart there. But as I read on down further, it said, "Through him we received the grace and apostleship to call all the Gentiles to obedience that comes from faith for his name's sake. And you also are among those Gentiles who are called to belong to Jesus Christ." That's for each one of us. We're called. Then on down a little further, it says, "For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse. For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile with their foolish hearts being darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools." We see a lot of evidence of that today. People that claim wisdom, yet they appear as fools. We see it everywhere. And we've got hope. When we got guys like our speaker today, we've got people like you gathering here to want to hear more about God. And I believe as you attend this time today that you will leave here more fortified, stronger because of what you hear today. Because, you know, the scripture tells us where two or three are gathered together, he will be there also. He's in our midst. I know that. Well, I've asked him already. As each Wednesday we meet here, we have something fresh. We have something new because the world is constantly changing as we change with it. And as we understand our role to be able to be a positive effect on other people, we then are given that direction. And as I said earlier, we obey. We understand that divine direction. Praise the Lord for that. Let's praise the Lord. Welcome, Brian Wagner.
Thank you, Larry. If I ever start my Amway business, I know who I'm going to call first. Is Amway still in business? I don't know. Anyway, sorry about that, Clyde. I appreciate you bringing all these folks. It's a real blessing. This is the Norcross Fellowship Luncheon. We've met pretty much every week since 1985. The purpose is to provide a platform for a businessman to share his faith and how that works in the marketplace. We try to remain denominationally inclusive and politically neutral and just keep the focus on Jesus. Our main speakers are businessmen who profess Christ, who are not in full-time ministry and currently employed. And we believe that's the vision of a dairy farmer named Dima Shakarian, who started Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship many years ago. And that's how Larry and I met, and that's how we started this luncheon in 1985. We started at Uncle Albert's Country Buffet. Anybody remember that? Okay, Clyde, where are you? Okay. That,
I think it went to the restaurant.
Oh, it went to the restaurant, yeah. But anyway, and we've shut down several restaurants over the years. The last one, we were at Shoney's for 50... Oh, today, by the way, is exactly our 17th year anniversary of being in this location.
Wow.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Yes. Very good. And before that, we had met at the Shoney's on Indian Trail for about 15 years. And I had set up a PA system, so I didn't have to do this kind of setup here. And they closed the doors and never let me go in and get my PA system. You know what I mean? Anyway, that's another story. So the first speaker at this location was Larry's father-in-law, an attorney in Atlanta who was headed up the largest full gospel chapter in the world, Linwood Maddox. He's gone to be with the Lord. And he spoke here several times. If you go to our website, nfl-luncheon.com, it's on the flyer, and go to speakers by last name, there are several hundreds of, I think it's well over 1,000 businessmen who've spoken here. The kind of the keynote speaker for the opening 2 months was Steve Bartkowski. You all know Steve. He's spoken here several times. And so the Lord has really blessed us with businessmen that profess Christ. We have open mic Zoom on the 2nd and 4th Wednesday. And on open mic, whether it's here or Zoom, anybody's welcome to share 3 to 5 minutes of how Jesus has touched their lives. So we really appreciate you being here. Thanks to Nathan for recording this. That'll come out better probably than my Zoom video, but anyway. With Gwinnett Magazine, right? That's a real honor for you to be here. When Clyde gets here, yeah. As I said, we've met here exactly 17 years. Clyde has actually spoken before 2014, 2015, 2016, and 2017. So he's due to re-up here and make sure he's still saved. No, you know you're saved. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I didn't hear it, but that's okay.
That's okay. That's all right. That's all right.